RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Motion by Kirk to the right. Stroud puts the leg down. Here's the snap. CJ looking. CJ throwing deep downfield and has Higgins at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Jaden Higgins to the end zone. 75 yards. Welcome to L.A.
All right, welcome back in on a Victory Monday. As, hey man, it looked like the Texans were going to run away with this thing. I mean, and you could tell this was clearly coaching, right? This was the situation where it was like they have schemed up touchdowns, multiple touchdowns, and it was looking easy. I sent out a tweet like they looked like they're doing, as you would say, routes on air. It was just like no resistance anywhere in any space. So they looked really good early, but then after that, Clint, it looked like a completely different group, but not really. It looked like several games we've seen this year, under 85 yards in the second half total, needed some help to get into scoring position from the Chargers punter, which helped them big time to get some of the actually, both the field goals they got set up in really good field position. What happened? What happened after that second drive? And I do want to say one of the drives got kind of screwed over because the officials got taken advantage of by Tier Tart, who that was they got screwed over on that play with Dalton Schultz, and they were moving there, and that kind of threw out that drive. But outside of that one, boy, it. They just didn't even look like the same group from the first two drives.
Yeah, Ron, I think we've got an interesting dynamic in Houston, and I think all of it lands in a place where you err on the side of caution, right? I mean, if you look at what's going on in Houston, and I'm not in the building over there, so I don't know who's to blame for what, right? But here's the reality of what we're dealing with. You've got an elite, all-time great defense that can damn near single-handedly win a Super Bowl, right? And you've got a defensive-minded head coach, all right? That combination, and we've heard D'Amico say it. Hell, he just said it in the first segment of this show. He just said, we feel like if our offense scores 7 points, that should be enough, right? That D'Amico, by nature, is going to lean heavily towards the conservative side of football. All right. I mean, if you can score 20 points, then we should be able to win the game. I mean, Hilly's dropped it to 7 somehow. The defensive minded head coach is by nature going to lean that direction. All right.
Did you feel like it was conservative?
I absolutely, and that's why I
can't wait till you watch till you come back with the tape tomorrow.
I got a piece of audio. I'm gonna play in the football at 4 in Dirty's Daily. I'm sorry, went back old school, didn't I? I'm gonna play in Dirty's Daily. That's gonna shed a little light on that. But here's the three. This is a three-headed monster that results in what we're seeing with the Texans offense. It's that defensive-minded head coach that has the defense in place to win games damn near single-handedly. So you're gonna lean towards a conservative way of playing football. All right. And then you've got an offensive coordinator that's young in the tooth, right? That really, whether you like him or not, just doesn't have a ton of experience, doesn't have a large sample size of how he's going to handle situations how he's gonna call plays, how he's gonna plan, how he's gonna scheme, how he's gonna adjust. Like, there's a big unknown with Nick Caley. So again, I think there's some hesitancy there to go to hell with it. We're gonna let him hang. We're gonna be aggressive because we can in critical moments, right? We're in a critical moment in the season. That's the offensive coordinator situation you have here. You have a guy that knows the defensive coordinator, the defensive-minded head coach, quit his job to oversee what the hell you're doing offensively. So you've got an offensive coordinator that I think's got a thumb on his shoulder, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? And then you've got a quarterback that the last 2 years, including this season, has not been ideal. You've got a quarterback that doesn't appear to have total control of this offense.
So
you've got
a Clint here.
You've got a quarterback that we're still talking about getting out of the huddle on time and communication and things of that nature. And so you've got a quarterback that hasn't necessarily, over any stretch of the season, earned the trust to go, okay, it's yours. You decide if you're going to be aggressive. You decide when you're going to be conservative. We know you can overcome these mistakes or those mistakes, Ron. So I think big picture with the Texans, you got three reasons. You got three things that lean heavily towards the best approach to winning football for the Texans is to be uber conservative on offense. And we saw it. We saw it this week. You come out script wise. You got a great plan. Bang bang. You're up 14-0. And then what happened before halftime? Quarterback turns the football over. You can't handle pressure, right? I mean, like I just believe you got three forces that are working against this football team being not even aggressive, but just being, let's say it called playing loose. Like, I think you've got three very, very good reasons to lean heavy conservative football versus playing loose, free, and exciting offensive football. I think that's the issue. You can't blame it on one because we've seen every one of them. You know, we've seen every one of those things be the problem. And I'd argue that this week we saw every single one of those things be the problem in one game.
Just got two text messages in, Clint and Tyler, that one I can absolutely handle and deal with. Unless, you know, we can hash this one out. We are forgetting that we played against the top five defense in the league, so I'm okay with our offense just in this game. Okay, I can deal with that. I would also say that maybe I don't know if that is going to be a thing that consistently works, although it has worked for about eight straight. I don't know if that is going to be something that consistently works in the postseason on the road when you play better teams. And then another one where it sends me to go away mode. Jesus, you guys can't even enjoy a solid win. Had the lead the entire game. Here we go, making it sound like this team is bad after a solid win against a playoff team on the road.
That'd be a case of you know what.
We believe this team has.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Weak-ass fan.
And it's time for you to grow up. If you want to go get your damn pom-poms, I'm certain you can go find some place to listen. But we're going to talk about everything with the game. I'll be good God dog. We have talked about everything positive up to this damn point. And we're going to sprinkle in a little bit of what happened in the game to where the emergency brake just got slammed on in the offense another time. Because I'm going to tell you what your ass would be saying if the punter didn't go and lose his mind for two awful punts that set you up for punts, for points. If Gaston didn't just throw the ball up into the air to Aziz for an interception right at the doorstop. That penalty maybe at the end that was iffy. If some of those things didn't go your way, you'd be screaming, saying other things. So, yeah, we're going to talk about a few things. Because right there, I don't know what's happening with the Texans. They pull this stuff off every week right now. But right now, you're not really looking at that thinking, God, dog, are we going to be able to pull that off three times, three straight times, potentially on the road? Come on. All right, in that game, we're not just going to sit here and talk about, yes, we talked about it. The defense was amazing. Derek Barnett, fantastic. Will, all of them, they rolled early in the game, got rolling. And then they took off the game for a quarter and a half and had no answers again.
An eighth straight win is awesome. Playoff berth, lovely.
I don't know what your expectation is. Can't enjoy a solid win. No, you can, but we're enjoying the win. We're also talking about, hey, flashing lights. And I know you know. You're an Astros fan.
Demand more of your squad, man.
You know, sometimes you win the Astros have won series in one game, you're like, that ain't. I know what it's going to take. That's not going to be it. It's the same thing over here. Different conversation, guys. Not just trying to win one game to get to the divisional round. This team has a chance to win a Super Bowl, or at least to get to one. And we're going to deal with them from that point. If you need to go somewhere else and listen to pom-poms or something, I'm certain you can find them. I am certain they are there. But this ain't it. Happy birthday, Clint. Coming up, hey, as we continue, we'll hear from you. You got some words you want to jump in here? 713-572-4610. The phone lines will be open. All right? The Texans are wearing the mantra right now of nobody wants to see them, and it's fair. Who is it that you don't want the Texans to run into?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.